Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Here's his counsel. He said to that, he said, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried into fire. What do you think he's talking about there? He's talking about faith. In other words, have faith in me. That's your goal, not your riches. In other words, there's a scripture that says, store up your treasures in heaven instead of the earth. Lacedonia had it turned around. They wanted all this earthly possession. But God says, store up your riches in heaven. In other words, he said, hey, have faith in me. Because I'm proven and I'm tried. I already went to the cross and I rose for you. He said that thou mayest be rich and white raiment. That basically talks about that your works that you do will be blessed by God. Remember, you know, some people kind of think I'm pious, but I do truly believe that whatever I put my hand to do, God will bless it. I tell you, let me show you this scripture here. If you turn over to Psalms chapter 1, I tell you, this is so true. I truly believe this. I mean, you got to believe God's word. Amen. I mean, you really have to believe God's word. Listen to this. Verse 3. Now, I tell you, if you want to prosper, you better have some Christians in whatever you're doing. But listen to this. Verse 3 says this. And he shall be like a tree. Let me start with verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Listen to this. That bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. I'm telling you. Well, I tell you, whenever you are doing what God says, he will prosper you. The world say you can't do it, but God says you can do it. Not through you, but through me. Because you are relying on him. I tell you, when you rely on God for everything, then he can use you. Then you can be that vessel meet unto his use. I tell you, God is awesome. So then the next thing he says, I slave. What that's talking about is forgiveness. Pray that the Spirit of God opens your eyes. Some of us has been fooled and hoodwinked by the world. We're trying to, you know, if the world, like John said last week, if you're not sticking out like a sore thumb, something is wrong. In other words, you may, God said we're in the world, but we're not of it. But if they cannot tell the difference, there's a problem there. In other words, God, remember, God called you out. Therefore, you're going to make a difference in the world. It's going to be a big difference. So folks, what we got to do is purpose in our heart that we are going to follow the Lord. Just like Joshua verse 24:15 says, and it says, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, listen to what he says, choose you this day whom you will serve. But as he said at the end, he said, but as for me and my house, I don't know about you, but as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. I tell you. You know, my kids was talking about, hey, getting this and getting that. I said, until you get out of here, you won't get none of that stuff. Want an earring here? Don't even try it. I tell you. But as for me and my house, see, that's why you got to leave the house. You see that, Ron? That's why they got to leave. Because if you want to do it somewhere else, you can do it. But not for my house. In other words, I'm going to stand on God's word regardless. I'm going to the end with it. I don't know about you, but I done threw in all the chips. And I say, Lord God, I'm betting all it on you. And you know, good thing, I already know the end, so it ain't a bet. Yeah, I'm going to the end. I'm going to throw it all in. I'm in the boat, and that's the way I'm going. Now, what do we need to do? God gave them, told them, hey, you can get faith, your works will be blessed, and forgiveness. And here's verse 19 to 22. He is such an awesome God. He often does, he rebukes and chastens them. Listen to verse 19. He said, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Remember, if you're hearing this, God is giving you a chance to get it right. He said he's rebuking you, saying, hey, all of this stuff is wrong. You need to get back to me, and I'll supply all your needs.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.